This is Campus Connections with Humboldt State University President Lisa Rosbacher.
Much of our country marks the seasons with deciduous trees. The leaves change color and drop, branches are bare, limbs produce new sprouts, and trees are then in full leaf once again. Here on the Redwood Coast, we follow the seasons in different ways. With the dominance of evergreens, we have a smaller proportion of trees that lose their leaves, although I believe that every deciduous tree in Humboldt County drops its leaves into the gutters of my house. One way we mark the seasons is by the weather, although much of the year is the rainy season. That leaves the summer, which is clearly tourist season on the North Coast. The special events around the Arcata Plaza with the Kinetic Sculpture Race, the Oyster Festival, the Humboldt Crabs, oh wait, those all happen during the summer too. We can follow the seasons by the sky, where the sun rises and sets and the changing constellations, but those methods depend on a break in the clouds. We watch the arrival and departure of the Aleutian geese along our coast. But rain or shine, we can always tell the seasons of the year by the Humboldt State students. They arrive, often with families, in late summer. By mid-autumn, they all have waterproof boots and jackets. Exams and midterms ebb and flow. Students return after fall break to the crush of final papers, projects, and exams. The cycle begins again after the winter holidays, with a fresh start. As a cool and rainy season transitions into warmer, sunnier weather, students begin studying outdoors again, with blankets on the grass. T-shirts are traded for flannel jackets, flip-flops replace boots, and hot coffee gives way to iced tea and kombucha. And then it is final exam and graduation season, followed by tourist season, and the cycle begins again. The leaves may be helpful in following the seasons, but we can always count on the students. I'm Lisa Rosbacher, president of Humboldt State, and I look forward to connecting with you next time.